Teachers Off Duty. If you've never joined us before, my name is Rebecca Rogers. I'm R Rogers World on all social media.
And I'm Bree, Honest Teacher Vibes on all social media.
I'm Lauren Woolley, Mrs. Woolley in fifth. And today we have something to talk about.
Yes. So I wasn't sure if, I don't know, I thought you were going to say on all social media and I was waiting for it and it didn't come and I was like, oh, okay, moving on.
But I feel like I get, because I'm the last one like of the three of us. And so I feel like it's repetitive when I say it again. So I'm like, you'll find me somewhere.
It's fine.
But we know that you guys have noticed that Tal Williams has not been with us the last couple episodes. We know that you've been asking about it and we so appreciate you being like so invested in our podcast. It makes us so happy.
Yeah.
He's been really busy. He's graduating with his master's program. Woo-hoo. He's been doing Seussical, the musical, which is so exciting. And he's also been really busy developing and getting ready his own podcast that he wants to get started.
We're so excited for him.
We're so proud of him. We're so excited to see how that progresses. And so instead of just replacing him, because there's no replacing Mr. Williams. So today we have our friend Vinny Thomas for a couple episodes. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, so my name's Vinny Thomas, aka Mr. Thomas English, aka Gorgeous.
That was the best intro.
That was aka wow. Gorgeous.
I'm putting us all to shame.
I know, and I'm currently the substitute teacher for the next few episodes. And yeah, in case you haven't noticed, I am from England, and I am an ex-English teacher. So yeah, I don't know how to start this, so one of them is going to, I think. I don't know.
He's our substitute today, which is really what we wanted to talk about today. Substitute teachers that have like really awesome substitutes who have experienced really crazy classes, or classes that have experienced some really crazy substitutes. We know there's both, you know, just like teachers, there are really great ones and sometimes teachers that have more unfortunate moments. And, you know, I personally post a lot of story about subs on my own platforms, and people are always like, why do you have so many bad stories about subs? Well, because people don't tell really good stories, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's why we also ask substitutes, hey, we want to hear from great subs who have stories from crazy classes, because we want to incorporate both. Like, we never want subs to feel like we don't value them or appreciate them. Like, my y'all favorite, are some rock stars.
My favorite is when the kids come in and they're like, oh my gosh, the sub is so mean. And I'm like, yes.
Listen,
the best.
I gotta brag on my subs for a minute, because, like, y'all know I'm still teaching full time, and I, like, when I'm here, I have a sub, and I'm always terrified, because I'm like, I'm not terrified about the sub messing something up. I'm like, could you better behave?
Okay,
yes. I'll come for you.
Okay.
And my subs at my district are freaking amazing.
That's great.
Like,
that's
awesome. They're great. I can trust them entirely. And, you know, it's not easy to walk into somebody else's classroom and just take over and act like you know everything. True. So, like, you know, kudos to you. I've never subbed, and I would probably be terrified. So,
yeah.
Especially when, like, as soon as the kids see that there's a sub, they're like, oh, mom and dad are away. We're going to do whatever we want. And this poor sub walks in, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I thought this was going to be a really laid back day, and it's really not.
No, oh my gosh, absolutely not.
Weren't you a sub for a little bit?
I was a sub when I first came to America. I was a sub in a school district for 6 months.
Oh,
and
wow.
I would do it where, because I never knew this, the subs actually, like, some schools and some districts do it where you have like a whole system where you can choose which school you go to.
Right.
And it tells you what you're teaching. And tell me the truth, what are you going to do? Are you going to pick, like, oh, I'm going to cover third grade, or I'm going to do honors English for 9th to 12th grade? I'm like, I would choose the honors class.
I was going to say, it depends on who you ask, because I would choose the third graders.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm like a high school teacher.
They're shorter than me.
Oh, see, I'm like, as soon as a kid comes up to me and they're like, oh my gosh, I stubbed my toe, I'm like, and? What do you want? But I'm like, I did it because when I first came, I was like, I was still getting all my like certificates to like be an ELA high school teacher. And I was like, I'm going to trial it out. People say I have like a vibrant personality. Maybe I'll be good with little kids. I did one day in third grade.
Oh, no.
And literally, like, they were just doing the states and the capitals of each state. And they came over to me and was like, mister, what's the capital of Florida? And I was like, I don't know, F. Like, I'm not from here. Like...
That you say that, because literally my substitute for Monday on my plans, the kids are looking up the state capitals on the map and putting them on. That's literally their assignment.
I hope
that my sub says that to them.
Oh my
gosh. The capital of Florida is AF.
You know what? That we can't find subs anymore now.
No.
Though. So like, if you get a good sub, like,
you treasure that human.
Some of these people that sub, I'm like, hey, big dog, this might not be. You can't wear them pajamas. Can't wear them pajama pants to work. But you know what I'm saying?
I already told my sub horror story when they like broke the chair and blamed it on the kids. So like, it was hard for me to pull from like my own experiences because I feel like I already, like, that story can only be told so many times.
Right.
But I had some people send me some stories.
I love when they send us stories.
Some of these I'm like, is this an adult? Like one teacher, and I like have my little list. So one teacher said that her colleague was out, so she had a sub, and the sub came over and was like, I can't get into the classroom, I need some help. And the teacher was like, oh, no problem. So she let the sub in.
Right.
She said, what happened to your key? And the sub kind of like hesitated, and she's like, well, the key's not working. She said, well, let me see it. So she pulls out the key, and it's melted. This key is literally melted. And she's like, how did that happen? Subs, I don't know. Like, she's like, what do you mean you don't know? Like, you've had the key all day.
Right.
She looks over to the teacher desk in the, like, the surge protector right by the teacher desk.
I know, dang.
Like, yeah. Was, like, you know how when you stick something in it and it kind of, like, blows up a little bit and it's, like, black all over? Yeah. Like, she stuck
that
the key
in there.
And she asked, she goes, did you stick the key in the surge protector? And the sub's like, no, I would never do that. She's like, well, then who did?
Hold on. I'm more concerned that you're like, oh, you know when you stick something in the surge protector and it blows up?
I'm like, I don't know this.
I only
know this because I only, this is like a different story. I'm so sorry. So.
Becca, you pink.
I even brought fidget toys to tell stories and I forgot them in the other room.
You have a franchise now.
Anyways. So 2 years ago, like right before COVID, all of a sudden I hear in the back of the room, and like I look over, I don't even remember what it was. I was teaching sophomore American history, and like this group of boys just kind of like slowly turned to me. I don't remember what they stuck in the surge protector, but it was something. And so the entire thing kind of like exploded black smoke, and it had like the scorch marks on the wall, and the entire like power to that side of the room was just out. Like,
y'all kids chose death that day.
So y'all wake up and choose violence.
I don't even remember what it was that they did. I can't remember. I can't remember what they stuck in there, but that's how I know that when you stick something in a surge protector.
Somebody sent me a story and said that the substitute teacher was like subbing for like a second grade class.
It wasn't my class, was it?
I used to teach second grade.
Mrs. Lee, second.
This stressed me out so bad. But she took the kids to like recess and it was hot outside.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know where she got these ice packs from. But you know, the pre-made ice packs.
Oh, yeah.
With like, you put in the freezer. Okay. Bruh, she was cutting the tops off of them, giving them to kids as popsicles. And luckily, the teacher's aide was there. So the TA was like, hey, that's not, like, she did not realize.
Isn't that poisonous?
I was like, did they go to the nurse?
Bro, just cut that. Well, the TA was there. So by the time she cut the first one, you know, she was like, hey, they didn't eat it.
Oh, thank God.
No, they didn't eat it. But she was like, hey, yo. Like,
so that local hospital had a slew of children getting their stomachs pumped that day.
Like, in the world? What? Like, why would you think that those ice packs have... That ain't ice cream?
Grown adults sticking things in surge protectors, giving kids ice packs. Like, what?
Listen, I gotta go. So, okay, when I used to teach second grade at my old school, they had a, like, you know, we all have a hard time finding subs now, but, like, they had a really hard time finding subs back then. So, like, on the off chance that you did get a substitute teacher... Like, at that point in the year, they were literally just, like, pulling anyone off the street and being like, come sit in this room all day.
And the post got a challenge.
And you know what? You got to do what you got to do. But, so the one day, and I always pride myself on how detailed my sub plans are because of that fact that you're walking in blind and you don't know what you're doing in this room.
Right.
So I wrote out these really detailed sub plans, had them all over my desk. I was, like, psychotic and put sticky notes with, like, this is for this and this is for this and the math curriculum that we were using was pretty intense, and I was like, okay, well, maybe they'll be able to do it. So I put it on the desk ready for them, and when I came back the next day, I'm asking my second graders, I'm like, did you guys like get through all the stuff that I had for you guys? And they're like, we had a talent show. And I was like, a what?
No.
And they go, yeah, I did a cartwheel. And I'm like, oh my god. They had a full-on talent show because the sub was like picked up the book, looked at one page, was like, nope. They had a full on talent show.
Absolutely not.
To be fair though, when I was a sub, I once covered maths, and I don't know maths at all. And they were like, here's the maths, can you explain like all this? And they wrote down step for step guides on how I could do it, and I was like, I can't, mate. Like, there's no way. So I was just like, you know what? Here you go. I'm just gonna write the answers on the board.
Okay.
And then, like,
I don't copy them.
At the same time, like, I feel like when you're a sub, like, for me, my main job that I want a sub to do is keep the kids alive and keep them safe. That's
yeah,
it.
I'm absolutely.
Like, as long as I don't come back and someone's been killed and like my classroom is in one piece, I don't care. I'm like, you do you. Because I'm just like, I remember going into like lessons as a sub and like, you know, the kids play up because mum and dad are away. And like, I would do it where I would go to some schools and like, I have an accent and I would have kids and I would like be speaking to them and they'd be like, they'd laugh in my face and be like, what's wrong with your voice? And I'd be like, what do you mean? And they're like, you sound so weird. But it's because like I'd be at schools where they'd never met anyone that was British. And they were like, they felt like I was like putting on some like animated voice. And I was like, no, I'm just not from here, mate.
Have they never watched TV before? God. Like, everyone fancy on TV has a British accent. Do they just not watch TV?
And then they're just like, are you James Corden? I'm like, no, I'm stuck.
Well, didn't that one principal was like, don't say nothing the whole time you're here?
Yeah,
the kids
I went
will.
To, because how it worked in my district, they had hard to fill schools. And how it would work is you'd get paid a flat rate of $100 and you had to do more than 4 hours a day. So I used to be like, oh, that's a 5 hour shift. I'm taking that one. Okay. Like, you know, I want to go home. Right. So some schools would do it where if it was a hard to fill school, it would be an extra $25 stipend on top. So you'd get $125. Yeah. So I went to some schools because I was like, you know what? I'm hustling. I want to get a little bit of extra money, you know?
Hustle-bus.
I want to go to Disneyland this year. So I would literally go to these schools and like it would be like industrial locks. Like there would be no windows. There would be like metal everywhere.
Wow.
And like I would go into them and like sometimes like I would get like a teacher's aide be like, I'm just warning you now. Don't even speak to them. And I'd be like, what do you mean? And they're like, I wouldn't, especially with your accent. Like there is no, they will annihilate you. And I would just be sat there like in the corner just
so
like, this
scary.
Is so awkward.
Oh,
like,
man.
How do you go an entire day without saying a word to them?
I can't do that.
I would like just say like, hi everyone. And like, I would just like do attendance and go around. Or I would like, sometimes I would even just pass the like attendance roster around to them and just get them to do it. Cause like in that one school where that happened, they also did it where if I called security, they were like best friends with the security and they'd be like, oh, we're going to the vending machine. And I would look out the classroom and there was like a row of like 10 kids that had been taken out by security at the vending machine. And that's where they'd hang out when they got taken out of class. So that's why like they
See,
were
that,
like, to me, like,
that
what?
Doesn't sound ridiculous to me. Cause I taught at a
you
school that
they,
was like that.
Yeah, you know, they'll do it. You
yeah.
Know, you
I
know
mean, it was there. Oh, something else. But I like, I don't know. Like, I had an experience a few weeks back when, like, I don't think people realize that you don't just get a substitute if, like, you're not at school. Sometimes we get substitutes because we have to go to meetings
yeah,
and stuff
IEP
like
meetings,
that. We got IEP
yeah.
meetings, staff meetings, all kinds of meetings we hate.
Pointless meetings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the one day, I had a meeting first thing in the morning, and I got to school, like, maybe 10 minutes before my meeting just to go make sure everything was set up for my sub and ready to go, and my door was already unlocked, which is usually locked in the morning, so I just walked in, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever, and I started walking in my room, and then behind me, I hear someone yelling in my doorway, and they're like, excuse me, and I was like,
oh. You
I turned my head. I was like,
what? You excused.
Yeah. I was like, hello. And they're like, what do you think you're doing? I'm like,
oh, okay.
I'm walking into the room. And they're like, are you in this room? Because I'm supposed to be in this room. And I was like, this is my room.
My classroom.
And then, well, the funny thing is, though, they have subbed for me before. They
she
have subbed for me before.
You.
I don't know if she didn't recognize me or what, but she thought I was another substitute. And I was doing her other, like, she thought I was taking her job.
Well,
and
you
she was
made
in her
a TikTok
room.
About this, didn't you?
Right.
And people
were so
mean
mad.
In the comments.
They were like, you're being so mean to that sub. At least she's making sure your kids are safe. I'm like, no. I appreciate that.
Right.
I'm not saying that. I was like, I thought it was funny that she yelled at me
yeah.
in
did
my
you,
own room.
Didn't you know that your hair is like Clark Kent's glasses? As soon as, like, the glasses, it's a completely different person.
Apparently.
The hair is just,
I changed my hair. A lot,
different
so maybe.
Identity.
Well, who am I?
But I
never mind. Don't answer that.
No, but I thought I thought it was hilarious because I've never been like, and she legit yelled at me. I've never been yelled at by a substitute before, and I thought it was funny. Yeah, but like, everyone was so pressed on the internet.
They were mad. They were being disrespectful. What y'all mad about? Like she not being disrespectful. She just saying like, her experience.
They were like, you should like thank her and give her good sub plans. I'm like, good thing I do that already.
People need to mind the business that pays them money, because mind my business do not pay you money. But y'all know we have like weird interactions with subs sometimes. Like obviously, like there's really good subs out there, but sometimes you meet some subs and they a little off kilter. but the ones that's like a little off kilter, they show up all the time. So they was like, they had this. This lady said that they had a elderly sub at their school that would like randomly leave her shoe. Like she would leave it in the library.
Just one shoe?
Yes. And I was like, when she sent me the story, I was like, bro, is this for real? Like, are you playing? She was like, Bree, I promise I'm not lying. It was an elderly woman. She would leave her shoe. She'd be walking around the school with one shoe. And she was like, one day I brought her shoe back to her and she had an attitude with me. And I'm like, she was like, how you got an attitude with me? And like as if I was bothering her when I brought her shoe back to her. Because I'm like, you leave this one shoe.
It was there for a reason.
But that same sub, she was like, I'm going to tell you another story about that same sub. Because the teacher was like, this will show you how a little off-kilter she was. She was like, they was in the copy room making copies. And one of the teachers looked at the sub and her pants were on backwards. So she tells her, she's like, hey, your pants on backwards. That woman, no lie, pulled her pants down.
Oh, no.
And put her pants on the right way in front of them other teachers.
I feel like
people. Ma'am.
I think that's an HR nightmare right there.
We had it where one of my like colleagues was off on maternity, and it was a whole big deal trying to get a long-term sub because we didn't have regular subs.
Right.
And we did it where this guy came in, was completely unqualified, and was like, I've got this. And we were like, are you sure? And he's like, I've got this. And literally this man, bless him. And the 3 weeks he was there, every single week, he came in walking on both legs. The next week he had a cane. Next week he was on a motor scooter. Like literally by the end of it, he was like teaching downstairs. And we were just like, this is like a manifestation of like all of the stress of teaching.
Oh
like,
my God.
I'm like, as an English teacher, I'm like, this right here, this is the symbolism right happening in front of me.
No, this is the foreshadowing.
Like, I totally agree. There are some subs that are, like, you know, a little...
Yup.
I swear to you, when I was in high school, we had the most unique substitutes. We had one sub who used to be in the military, and he was an older gentleman. I think, like, it was Mr. Betts. Like, everyone knew Mr. Betts. He was hysterical, but he always brought... He brought his own bathroom passes to the room. And, like, I don't know what he had written. I think it was, like, you know, yes or no, or bathroom or not bathroom. I don't know.
Right.
Bathroom, office, whatever. But he's, like, I brought the Russian bathroom passes. He had them written in Russian. And I was like, everyone knew about the Russian bathroom passes that Mr. Betts brought to class every single
time. And he was a U.S. soldier?
He was.
Why did he have Russian bath passes?
Interesting. I don't know. He must have been, you know, stationed somewhere where he learned Russian.
That's
cool, though. He would teach us, like, you know, obviously what we were learning in class, but then with the last 5 minutes of class, he'd teach us some Russian. I was like,
all right. That's cool.
But then we had another sub who, he full on looked like Santa Claus, like big long beard, and
Santa,
then
I know him.
Well, but he played Santa in like the Christmas season, so I was like, I don't know where I know this guy from. I feel like I've seen him before. My family every year, because I celebrate Christmas every year. My family, when I was younger, my grandparents would have Santa Claus visit on Christmas Eve.
Oh my God! It was
the same guy.
That is so
and I was like,
weird.
Mom, Santa taught Santa my English class today.
And I'm like, oh, you're just my like, thank God, God. He came for me just when I needed a sub. Santa came.
You know what? When me and my twin were in high school, okay, our friends could tell us apart when we were in high school, but teachers couldn't tell us apart. So we had this one, you know how you have like a consistent sub. So we had this one consistent sub, but she could not tell us apart. So one class period, I was like, I think we were like juniors. One class period, I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. So I got up and left and went to the bathroom. And like 5 minutes later, my twin came back in and sat down. Oh, the whole class bust out laughing. And the sub, she was a little ditzy. So she looked up and she was like, I don't understand what these people are what are y'all laughing at? And so I think like 5 minutes went past and I was like standing at the door, like looking in, and the whole class would not stop laughing. And finally she got wise and she looked up and she looked a little closer at my twin and she was like, that is, you are not Brianna, you are Bria, get out of here. And it was like, because she could not tell, like, the switch up. Now, we switched class when we was in kindergarten, and we got a whooping for that, but my mama was not amused. But doing it in high school, like, that was fun, because the sub was like, she could not, she was like, are you Bria or Brianna?
See, Lauren made me think of two stories that someone sent in to me. I'm like, every time I'm like, oh, that's another one. That's another good one. So there were two stories that someone sent me. One was that, you know, the teacher left all these detailed lesson plans, mm-hmm. and just was very, like, wanted to make sure that the sub was taken care of and knew exactly what they were doing. Right. Comes back the next day to find everything that she laid out still there, completely untouched. And apparently the sub decided that she didn't want to do the lesson plans, instead wanted to have the kids make flip books of, like, mental health and, like, feelings, which, like, of course mental health is important, but, like, it was not the lesson plans. But what upset the teacher the most was that the sub went into her closet and found, like, the good, like, paper, like the cardstock.
Don't you touch my cardstock.
The shiny stuff.
That, like, stuff's expensive.
The kids went through $1,000 worth of supplies.
Like I said, it's expensive. Oh,
the
my
sub
God.
Let them use $1,000 worth of supplies for that one freshman high school class.
Oh, no. Hold on.
How you use $1,000?
Who got $1,000 worth of supplies up in your class?
You heard me. I told you my budget was $10.
Yeah, who got $1,000 worth of supplies?
I don't know if it's something that she, like, accumulated over the years. I don't know. But she said that she was livid, that she had saved up that stuff years.
Okay, when you started that
one day.
When you started that story and you were like, she wanted to do mental health flipbooks. I was like, oh, good.
Right.
If that was my sub and, like, they wouldn't have done my lesson plans and, like, my kids would have been like, we talked about our inner peace yesterday. I would have been like,
That's so beautiful.
$1,000.
I know. Now that teacher's going to come back and be like, I need mental health now because I'm dying for the roof. I've got no supplies for the rest of the year.
Dude, I hate when they come in and steal your gel pen.
I hate that.
Like, my first year teacher,
do that.
I didn't know you were supposed to, like, lock your stuff up when you leave.
Yeah.
So I was an amateur, bro. I just had my stuff sitting out.
I don't do that.
Kids, they know you don't let them touch your pens and stuff on your desk. Man,
and they tell the stuff. They're like, oh, I always use this stuff. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Lies you tell. But some of the subs, some of them subs be cool for real.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I had one sub one time that my kids were so bad, she was like, I'll never sub for your class again. And she was such a good sub that I was like, bro, please. Like, I was like, I'm going to talk to my kids, mm-hmm. and I'm going to let them, like, that wasn't cool how y'all acted, but she was such a good sub. And after talking to my kids, threatening them, because sometimes, you know, you got to threaten them a little bit. Okay, we ain't no child endangerment, but sometimes you got to tell them, play with your mama, not with me. So I just told them, try Jesus, not me. And so after we had that conversation, that sub, like, consistently sub, and she became the sub at our school that was, like, everybody's favorite sub.
They'd
love to see her come in.
One of my favorite subs, I, like, for whatever reason, my students always do better, like, when a male sub comes to my room versus a female. I don't know if they just think that they can, like, you know, run the show or whatever. But, like, the one sub I have consistently writes me these detailed notes
everything.
And then
notes.
I have, like, you know, those few kids, because I do the same thing. I threaten my kids before I leave. I'm like, if I hear one thing about your name.
Right.
And my one kid always comes up to me and goes, did the sub write my name down? Did the sub say I was good?
Oh, yeah. It's always the one that's like, oh, is it me?
I'm like, let me go check my notes.
It's, and they swear, like, man, she wrote my name down for nothing. I wasn't even doing nothing. I'm like, why your voice shaking like that? Like,
I had a student send me a story about how her name got written down, but she's like, it really wasn't my fault. So, like, this girl, her name was Gabriella, and so she had a sub, and the sub was taking roll, but I guess the end of the roll call got cut off, so her name looked like Gabriel, because, like, the other L and A got cut off, and so the sub kept calling for Gabriel, and she raised raised her hand. She's like, well, I'm Gabriella. I think that's like who you're. Is this the last name? Yeah, that's me.
Was it a kid named Gabriel in there?
No.
Okay,
it so had she to was be like, Gabriella. Yeah. And the sub was like, no, it's Gabriel. And the sub genuinely thought that this kid was trying to play a prank on them.
It's Denise.
Balaki. If one of y'all says some silly name.
And the sub ended up like kicking her out and sending her to the office. That's because she thought excessive. That yeah. this kid was playing a prank on her. And she's like, it's just my name.
But
like,
okay, I'm Gabriella. Okay. To me, that sounds excessive. But then I also get it.
Right. I know like, kids.
You're new.
Right. You know yeah. kids.
If you're new in that room and you're like, listen, I can't let them get away with anything.
Right. That kids play pranks on subs. So it's so hard to know, like, entirely. Is this a prank? Is
oh, you
this
got
real?
A question.
I do. Bree's like, oh, she getting her phone.
Bro, I love you. The question.
Okay, so I asked, why wasn't my teacher at school today?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, bless.
And this is what TikTok had to say.
Did you say wrong answers only, don't you?
Yes, wrong okay. answers always. Only. Always wrong answers only. She talked to Bruno.
Man, I'm sick of Bruno, man.
I love Bruno.
Dang, Bruno. Y'all need to talk about y'all childhood drama, bro.
Wait,
just talk about
it. Depends
it.
Which Bruno she talked. If it was Bruno Mars, I wouldn't be at school
baby,
either.
I like me some Bruno Mars.
Though. It's like one of my favorites.
She mopped the ocean.
What?
I mean, that was so you call your teacher stupid. That's rude. That is so rude.
I mean, I guess it would take a long time, though.
That's why
I
she's
feel
gone.
Like this is a subliminal message of them trying to call their teacher stupid.
Probably.
Because who out here mopping the ocean?
I mean, they could. They think we're dumb, but.
They don't think we're dumb. Like,
yeah. The principal told her, you're done.
You're done.
She used the wrong color pen to mark all the work, and she has to redo it all.
No, she went home. She was like, I ain't even coming in.
Nope. It couldn't be me.
Nope. The day is over. The day's done.
Yeah.
Because she was arguing with the McDonald's worker because the ice cream machine wasn't working.
She's going to be there for a while.
But their ice cream machine. Why their ice cream machine don't never work, though?
Have you seen this thing that apparently, like, Elon Musk is like, I'll buy McDonald's and I'll also get the ice cream machines working. Like, apparently that's his next plan after Twitter.
Come on, Eli.
That's a plan I can get with. Like,
the copy machine and McDonald's ice cream machine is the same thing.
Because
they machine don't never work and the copy machine don't never work. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who need to put their heads together and figure this out, but it's not cool.
Because she couldn't find her lunch, so she left and didn't come back.
Same. Yep. I don't have lunch. The day's done.
Nope, I mean,
do y'all ever like take your lunch and then you're like, I'm not gonna eat out. I'm taking my lunch, and then your best friend come in like, you wanna get lunch? And you're like, You devil, you.
Yeah.
All the time.
One more story.
Go ahead, best friend.
I'm ready. This one, to me, was the craziest that I got, and it, like, concerned me. So, there's a high school kid. Everyone's okay, by the way. Everyone's okay.
Oh, thank you.
Everyone's okay.
I appreciate you.
We're about to hear some chaos.
I appreciate you for saying
there is a kid in high school who has diabetes, mm-hmm. and so his I can't remember what it's called, but the monitor that reads whether his blood sugar's too low, mm-hmm. it alerts his phone if his blood sugar is too high or too low or whatever. So they had a substitute, mm-hmm. and the sub saw his phone, like, constantly going off, and that it was, like, he kept checking it, and so she took his phone. Mm-hmm. And he tried to explain, it's for my blood sugar, and the sub just, like, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. she didn't read the safety plans, and so she was like, I don't believe you, like, you just want to text in class, and took the phone.
Girl, just look
so
at him.
So this, they said EA, I think that's, like, an equivalent of a nurse, I don't really... He was like some emergency assistant is the only thing I can think of. But they said the EA was walking around, poked his head in, and saw that this kid, like, and he knows that the kid has diabetes, was looking very ill, very pale, very clammy, like, was not doing well. And he walked in. He's like, hey, are you okay? Did you check your blood sugar? And the kid was like, well, the sub took my phone. And this... whoever the adult started, like, laying into the sub, like, you can't do that, like, this kid has diabetes, did you even read the safety plans? And she's, I don't have to read those, like, I'm only here for a day. And he's like, this is becoming a medical emergency, like, this kid is not doing well. The sub literally picked up the classroom phone and called the principal to have this adult removed because she was disturbing the class, and said that this adult needed to just go. And, like, obviously, the adult got the kid some juice and, like, got some, like, helped him and figured it out. But, like, This sub did not care that this kid was having a medical emergency, his blood sugar was way too low, and got mad at the adult advocating for the kid.
Who don't care this? Like, wouldn't you be able to use the context clues to know that my man's is about to pass out because he needs some food?
Yeah. Right. Like, how are you going to say, oh, well, I thought he was faking. He looks like he's about to pass out.
I feel like when it comes to a classroom, you sometimes get people that, like, get power hungry. And it's like, yeah, I'm not that type. I'm like, you know, you either do as I say, or if you don't, you know what, I'm not going to cry about. I'm gonna call your parents. No problem.
And that's so sad. And the only one that loses is the kids.
Yeah, and
that
it's just
so
like,
crazy to me. Like, I'm invested. Who sent you this story? Because I want to talk to him, ma'am.
I'll have to go back and look.
I want to know what kind of adult you look at a child and they telling you, because even if, like, because I subbed before I became a teacher. So if a kid, I feel like when you're a sub, like, you're an adult, you can tell if a kid is lying about something or not. Right. So, like, why would she not, like, be like, okay, well, like, either let me see it, or especially if he had his, like little monitor. But let me see your little monitor.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Or even the app.
But I could see why you couldn't do that, because that's a medical thing.
That's true. Like, okay, so
I understand not asking to see that, but like, still, you could say, oh, to the EA or whatever, is there paperwork to show me this?
And why are you trying to get the person that's trying to help the kid
removed? I get that subs kind of are like, oh, are the kids pranking me? But no adult is going to be in on that prank.
Right.
The way I see it is, I usually do it is, I see it as what their excuse is the kid. If their excuse is to help me and send an excuse if I do wrong, I'm a user. So if someone's like, oh, I've got diabetes, I need to go and like sort out whatever my like pressures are, my levels.
No, like,
I'm gonna be like, you can go and do that. And if they get pulled back in by security and they say they were out without a hall pass, I'd be like, well, I don't know their conditions. Like, and I'm not gonna have them disclose it. And I would rather they be safe than like them pass out in my room.
Would you rather get in trouble for allowing a kid to use their phone or a kid passing out because you didn't allow them to use their phone?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I'm like, I would rather take the former.
Yeah, I feel like ain't no kid just going to be, like, because kids use some excuses to get out the room.
Right.
But I really don't feel like no kid going to be like, hey, yo, I got diabetes.
He didn't even say I need to use the room. He was literally just using the phone to monitor, do I need a snack?
I always have so many questions. I'm like, did you have a snack, best friend? Like, was it in your bag? Did you have some juice with you? You know your blood sugar be low. Was your lunch with you? I'd be having a lot of questions.
They sent me the story, like, the EA asked the kid, is your blood sugar low? Do you need a snack? And the kid was like, I don't know. I just don't feel good. And like, again, I don't have diabetes. I don't know like what it's like. I'm assuming that means that like he didn't just have a snack without checking because he didn't want to make his blood sugar too high is what I'm assuming.
That's crazy. But sometimes like you get stories about subs and you like, did they then you like it, we're teachers, so we're like, no, it totally you know
exactly
what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
I remember once, because I'm like, I'm many things, but number one, I'm petty, and if I get told like, and I remember I once got told like, oh, all of your students were like released early one day, and I was like, what? And I had a camera right outside my room, so I was like, I'm watching it. I went to security, I was like, let's sit down. I like sat there for like 3 hours. I was like, I don't even care, like, ooh, I am willing to invest my time in this, I'm gonna get you, like, whatever. So then literally I'm like watching the camera and I'm seeing like some of my kids leave early, and I'm like, I'm writing names down. I'm like, yo, like all like this. And then I see like the sub from down the hall is like this elderly lady. She comes strolling out 5 minutes before the bell dismissed, and I'm like, the sub left before the students in that other class. And I'm like, Mildred, get back to your class.
Yeah,
man.
Patricia, go back down there to your class.
Yo, I am out. I am done for the day. We are not getting in this traffic. I am leaving.
Look, Patricia was like, I'm finna go get these kids.
Talent
bad.
Show's over. It's
these kids bad.
But I'm always like, that was my biggest fear, because if you let your kids go before the bell, you're legally responsible for them.
Right.
So I'm like, and they do all sorts of crap when they're outside that room and no one else in the hall.
Right.
So I'm like,
I love when you come back and the kids was like, you know, the kids like, I mean, the sub was mean, but like, she was nice too. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like, that means she was like firm, but she like,
there's
she
always
was
that
good
one
too.
Sub that like, because every time I'm gone, my kids will go, who's the sub? And I'm like,
sometimes
I don't know ahead of time, but sometimes I do. And if I like, there's always like a couple I'll say, and I'll be like, it's so and so, and they're like, yes, and they're like, That's, you know, awesome. Like that, but that's good because that means that sub, even though you're not in a classroom full time, like in the same classroom, you're still building relationships with those kids, and that's I love that.
And when teachers have to cover, and when teachers have to cover classes. It was a teacher at our school.
Bless.
The kid, like, when I, if I had to cover class and I came in, the kids be like, oh, ooh, okay, it's Miss Richardson. But it was another teacher, baby. Every time he used to walk in, the kids would be, oh, my God. And they would not even try to hide it. Oh, Miss Richardson, can I come with you? No, because I love that y'all can't stand.
Like, I can't even imagine being a teacher, being a grown adult and walking to a room and the kids just, like, audibly being upset that you're there. Like that.
But you know what? Well, he was the kind of person, like, he was like, I don't care. Y'all don't pay no bills in my house. I don't care.
I had to sub only one time in my entire career, and it was because I had to cover somebody else's class on my prep.
You've only had to cover a class one time in your career?
Yeah, because at my old school, they would split classes, and I'd have eight extra kids.
So that's you technically have had.
But I mean, covering an entire class myself.
Okay.
So I covered a sixth grade art class, and like this is when I taught second grade for half a year, and then I was moved to fifth grade in the middle of the year. And I was already afraid of the fifth graders because, you know, when you teach second graders and they're puny little things and then they move you to fifth grade and they're as tall as you,
they look big.
And so then I was like, oh, my God, they're putting me in sixth grade for an hour. And so it was a sixth grade art class. And the teacher didn't really leave anything because, I mean, it's art.
Yeah.
So I was like, listen, if y'all behave, we can go outside and play.
Yeah.
And they were like, yes. And so we went outside and they were fine. I sat on the swings with them. We were talking. I was like, okay, this isn't so bad.
I'm not above bribing kids. I'm not going to lie to you, okay? Because sometimes, especially in May when teachers tired, if y'all be quiet, I bring y'all snack tomorrow. Don't talk to me. Don't move.
When you sub and you go out for recess and then the other teachers are the same grade.
Ooh,
and they're like,
you get the chat.
And they tell you all the drama and you're just there like, I'm here for a short time, not a long time. And then they're like, like one of them is always like, I think we should extend recess. And I'm like, I'm down. Like, I'm only here for like one day.
You're like,
and
then, I don't have any consequences. I don't care.
What I notice is each grade always has one like really like stern teacher that's like, we need to be by the book. And like, we'd be there like, can we please extend recess?
Are you gonna extend recess?
And she'd be like, yes.
Oh my God.
See, and that is a great way, a great place to end.
Yes. Right. We see our cameraman flat like, hey man, y'all having a good time with this episode, but it's time to wrap it up. Hey, we love y'all though, best friends. Thank you for tuning in to the Teachers Off Duty podcast. We love y'all. Super happy to have Vinny on as a guest.
And make sure that you guys follow us on all our social medias, YouTube, Facebook, where else?
All
Instagram,
the
everywhere.
TikTok.
Oh yeah, TikTok.
All the things.
I mean, that one's a given. Yeah. That one's a given. But we appreciate you.
Yes, and we love you guys, and we just can't wait to see you guys next week. Keep sending us your stories. Like, we love being able to share your experiences with everyone.
Absolutely.
So keep doing that, and just thank you guys for being awesome.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.